Shio. Good afternoon and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com. I'm Dr. Stanley, and today we're going to talk about intuition, the power of the word in intuition. It's my belief that intuition is when God is speaking into it and the it happens to be you. Intuition. That's an inherent, intrinsic, and innate intelligence that requires no conscious thought, or very little reflection, or very little thinking on your part. Notice how all those words have the word in them. Intuition, inherent, intrinsic, innate, intelligence. Intuition is an involuntary response by you, whether or not you are fully in tune with it. Even when you aren't consciously tuning in to intuition, intuition is constantly tuning in to you. As with anything else in life, you have a choice whether you tune into it or not, or whether you follow your intuition or not. Intuit. Intuit comes from the Latin word intuere, which means look inside. The suffix T-I-O-N, that means a state of being. So intuere coupled with the suffix T-I-O-N means that intuition is a state of being intuitive. Further, having insight also means look inside. Intuition continually strives to operate our spirit as an inspirational drive toward our own creative gifts of innovation and invention. I'm going to say that again. This is deep. This is like crazy deep. Intuition continually strives. It's continually pushing at us to operate our spirit as an inspirational drive toward our own creative gifts of innovation and invention. That little voice constantly pushing at us. It is interesting to note that inspiration is the movement of air into the lungs. The history of the word inspiration is circa 1300 and is defined as the immediate influence of God. Don't you love that? Inspiration, defined as the immediate influence of God. Immediate influence of God. The historic development of the word spirit comes from the Latin word spiritus or spire, which means breath, life, blow, breathe, puff, or vigor. I want to make this point because it is our intuition that works with our spirit. It's very important that we understand both. And this breath and this movement of energy, this chi moving in and out of us. The Greek translation is pneuma, which relates to the air or the breath. And in medical terminology, pneuma relates to the lungs and respiration, as in pneumonia. So life as we know it in its most observable form is demonstrated under the design of a breath. Under the design of a breath of air. That's how we know we're alive. That's how we know someone is alive who's laying there. And its termination is predictably the mark of death. Our breath. Our inspiration, our respiration, in and out. Our spirit is not only invisible, but it's impalpable, as is our intuition. But that in no way means that it doesn't exist. We can't touch it, but we know it's there. We know it. Knowing that my spirit has been inspired, animated through the breath, that's capital T, capital B, that's why I feel that if someone were inspired by my work, then it was due to the influence of spirit on my spirit, because it couldn't be me. I'm not that good. Anything good has to come from spirit. It was the Holy Spirit working through me, through the breath. I'm merely the instrument, just like you. I'm sure you believe that too. This is why I take being a Gemini, the communicator, so seriously, because Gemini rules the lungs, communication, thinking, writing, and breathing. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Genesis 2:7. So you can see the word in is a very important piece of this intuitive puzzle. instinct, as with intuition, has no prior experience or knowledge. Although it can, though you may have no conscious memory of it, it's just there. It's like, where'd it come from? Instinct, intuition. The spirit itself has no material or physical substance, yet we give it credit in the role of knowing, thinking, feeling, and willing. So you see, the invisible parts of ourselves have important roles to play in our game of life. We have to honor our invisibility. By simply tapping your intuition through Source, meaning God, your mind, physical body, and spirit will correspond and respond innately to the world around you without the need to analyze the information. But yet we do. Why do we do that? This is where the IN can easily morph into indecision, insecurity, incertitude, inaccuracies, invalidation, and inactivity if you tune out instead of tune in. Just like a radio, tune in. Your intuition will become increasingly heightened when you embrace your questions with childlike inquisition and mature introspection rather than viewing intuition as insignificant and inhuman. Your innate intelligence is that part of you that was inherited from God. And as any parent tunes into their child, Source is always tuning into you. Whether you choose to hear, see, feel, know, touch, taste, or smell is up to you. That's all part of the intuition. Those, all the senses, that's all part of intuition. The senses are there for a reason. We've got all kinds of senses we can draw on. The spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. The spirit, capital S, itself beareth witness with our spirit, little s, that we are the children of God. Romans 8:16. Just as you received your physical DNA from your parents, you received your spiritual DNA from God, and it's therefore your spirit that animates your physical body. The challenge is to marry your physical earthly knowledge with your higher spiritual knowledge. Put those two together. This constant flow of internal communication is always there for us, if only we would tap our source, God. No one is ever so evolved on this planet that they no longer have to consider that they are still a human body housing a spirit being. And when coupled, creates the totality of a human being. The human body, the spirit being, makes a human being. We are part of one and part of the other. As you move along your spiritual progression path, choose wisely what is worthy input for your mind, for your body, and your spirit so that you do not become inflamed, insatiable, and intolerant. You don't want to be that kind of human being. Stand in integrity with purity of intent so that you will remain open to the correct interpretation of a DLG, a download from God, when it comes to you, when you and Source tune in to one another. As we say in Cherokee, until we meet again, Dainata, Gohaya.